Hopes for a renaissance for organized labor in the U.S. were dashed when Amazon workers in Bessemer, Alabama, voted overwhelmingly against unionizing. Amazon, we should note, is one of NPR's financial supporters. WBHM's Stephen Basaha in Birmingham reports on what's next for Amazon's workers and for the country's labor movement.
Amazon worker Carla Johnson says she's happy to just move on after a nearly two-month-long union election.
I'm glad it's over. I'm glad it's over. And I can stop getting the emails, the phone calls, you know, from the union reps.
Johnson voted against unionizing, both because she trusts Amazon and distrusts the union's promises about raising pay and improving work conditions. She's hoping her coworkers who voted for the union can also move on, but she doubts that.
Do I think that they're going to just be okay and let it rest? I don't.
When workers' rights are under attack, what do we do? Stand up, fight back! What do we do?
Organizers and workers held a rally outside the union's Birmingham headquarters on Sunday. Amazon worker Jennifer Bates said they were going to challenge the election results.
We're not running away with our tails behind us because there was no victory. There was illegal things taking place and fear tactics that was done to people who didn't have any idea about what a union could do for them.
The Retail, Wholesale, and Department Store Union says it plans on filing unfair labor practice charges against Amazon. Some workers want a new election. But that defiant attitude at the rally does not match what's happening inside the warehouse. Pro-union worker Kevin Jackson says the atmosphere is still tense.
I say in a kind of creepy kind of way because everybody still is standing on eggshells. You know what I'm saying? People just don't talk about it. But it's like you can feel it.
Jackson and union supporters say they've heard from some workers that regret voting against the union, but he admits the loss will make a second election harder. He says after getting knocked down in the first round, they're back in the corner trying to come up with a new plan.
You take a hit, you got to regroup and go with another strategy.
Union backers say the labor movement was already in such a rough shape before the vote. A loss in Alabama can't make things much worse. But New Orleans-based union organizer Wade Rathke has a more ominous interpretation.
You're going to go after a big bear. If you slap it, you better bring it down.
Rathke's skeptical that the legal challenges will make a difference or that another election would do better.
Once you've beaten a union this bad, it's very difficult to believe that you can somehow move those no's to yeses or get people who didn't vote to vote when you've proven that the company can beat you.
There are actually a few things working in favor of unions today. The pandemic relabeled low-skilled jobs as essential. President Joe Biden strongly supports unions. Jobs created by his proposed infrastructure plan would go to unionized workers. And Rathke notes a recent Gallup poll shows most Americans approve of unions.
Right now, unions are polling almost two-thirds support from American workers, yet we're losing badly in places like Bessemer. That's a disconnect.
Today, just a little more than 6% of private sector employees are part of a union. Democrats want to address that disconnect by helping workers organize. The House approved the PRO Act meant to protect those workers. It's now in the hands of the Senate. But Democrats have been trying to pass major labor law reforms since the Carter administration without any success. For NPR News, I'm Stephen Basaha in Birmingham.